Second parish of Shvius, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which was Halachas of Tesefes Shvius, and there's the Isra to plow the field before Shemitah. It's applied in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, as we said. Till now we were talking about plowing in an orchard, a place that trees are growing. We said that you're allowed to plow it up to Shavuos. Now the Mishnah is discussing plowing in a field that one grows grain or vegetables in. So, and they must say choshen is say halovan. There she is. So one can plow a field of grain. Halovan is because the grain, when it ripens, it turns yellowish, loses its green color. It means both grains and vegetables, to the exception of trees. So Tanakam says that Shetichla Aleicha, so the moisture of the rainy season starts drying up. Kol Zman Neon Mechoshem Lita B'Makshois U'Nidlois. Till the time that people finish plowing for the squash and pumpkins, things that need a lot of extra water. Anyway, this is the point of time which people are still plowing for last year, the 6 years crop, and from that time on, the plan was the preparation of the 7 year crop. Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Tachatar is called Echad, the Echad B'Yodoy. You're making an ambiguous time, which is telling each person how much he's going to plow for his vegetables that he's planting. You have to make a specific time. El B'Sei Alovin Ad HaPesach, field for grains and vegetables, one can plow up to Pesach, B'Sei Ilan Ad HaSeres, and on an orchard, one can plow up to Shavuos. Once again, this is the din of Tesefes Shvius, which applied in the time of the Beit HaMikdash.